Or are you ignorant, brethren, for I am speaking to those who know law, that the law is lording it over a man for as much time as he is living? For a woman in wedlock is bound to a living man by law, yet if the man should be dying, she is exempt from the law of the man. Consequently, then, while the man is living, she will be styled an adulteress if she should be becoming another man's. Yet if the man should be dying, she is free from the law, being no adulteress on becoming another man's. So that, my brethren, you also were put to death to the law through the body of Christ, for you to become another's, who is roused from among the dead, that we should be bearing fruit to God. For when we were in the flesh, the passions of sins, which were through the law, operated in our members to be bearing fruit to death. Yet now we were exempted from the law, dying in that in which we were retained, so that it is for us to be slaving in newness of spirit and not in oldness of letter. What then shall we declare? That the law is sin? May it not be coming to that. But sin I knew not except through law. For, besides, I had not been aware of coveting except the law said, you shall not be coveting. Now sin, getting an incentive through the precept, produces in me all manner of coveting. For apart from law, sin is dead. Now I lived apart from law once, yet at the coming of the precept, sin revives. Yet I died, and it was found that, to me, the precept for life, this is for death. For sin, getting an incentive through the precept, deludes me, and through it kills me. So that the law indeed is holy, and the precept holy and just and good. Became good, then, death to me? May it not be coming to that. But sin, that it may be appearing sin, is producing death to me through good, that sin may become an inordinate sinner through the precept. For we are aware that the law is spiritual, yet I am fleshly, having been disposed of under sin. For what I am effecting I know not. For not what I will, this I am putting into practice. But what I am hating, this I am doing. Now, if what I am not willing, this I am doing, I am conceding that the law is ideal. Yet now it is no longer I who am effecting it, but sin making its home in me. For I am aware that